三课中间重点注意两个语法现象，首先是动词的过去式，表达过去某时或者过去某个阶段发生动作，注意动词加 ed 或者不规则变化变成过去式表达方式。第二语法现象就是有些动词可以加双宾语的，而这些动词大多具有给予的含义，比如说文中的一个句子， He lent me a book， 他借给我一本书，动词中间 lend 后面加的带有表示动作结果的直接宾语是 a book， 表示动作目标的对象的间接宾语是 me lent me a book。注意中间指人的是间接宾语，指东西的是个直接宾语，那么间接宾语在大多数情况下置于直接宾语之前，但是一旦间接宾语在后，直接宾语在前了，那么间接宾语前必须加 to 或者加 for 来表达一下。 to 表示动作对谁所做，这个方向性，而 for 表示为了谁所做，是个目的性。 OK， 所以说文中这句话 He lent me a book， 我们还可以说 He lent a book to me。 好，我们再看一下其他例句来感受一下动词的双宾语现象。He sent me a card， 他寄给我一张卡片，我们还可以说 He sent a card to me。 He passed me the salt， 他把盐递给了我， passed me the salt 还可以变成 He passed the salt to me。 She bought me a tie， tie 叫领带的意思，那他给我买了条领带， She bought me a tie， 那么大家想为我买的是个目的表达为 She bought a tie for me， She bought a tie for me， 为我买了领带。 Next one， She made me a cake，他为我做的蛋糕，好，为我做蛋糕叫 made me a cake， 那么你还可以换成 she made a cake for me。 好的，来回顾一下这些例句。 He lent me a book means he lent a book to me。 He taught me a few words of Italian。 He sent me a card means he sent a card to me。 He passed me the salt means he passed the salt to me。 She bought me a tie means she bought a tie for me。 注意 for 表示目的性。She made me a cake means she made a cake for me。 好，以上是动词的双宾语现象。那么这样我们再来做一些练习题来巩固体会一下双宾语现象，把直接宾语在前换成间接宾语在前，相反的把直接宾语在后换成间接宾语在后。 OK， 好。 Number one is He paid a shopkeeper some money， pay somebody money， 付给某人钱。好，那这里面他付给店主一些钱。 He paid a shopkeeper some money， 我们还可以变成把钱付给店主，变成了 He paid some money to the shopkeeper。He paid some money to the shopkeeper。 Number two is He handed me the prize。 Hand 可以表示递给，或者翻译成正式颁布，正式宣布的含义。那么本文中他把这个奖颁给了我， He handed me the prize， 怎么还可以变成 He handed the prize to me。 He handed the prize to me。 Number three is The waiter brought a bottle of beer to the man。 The waiter brought a bottle of beer to the man。服务员给这个男士拿来一瓶啤酒。好， bring somebody something， 我还可以说为某人拿来什么东西，或者说给谁拿来什么东西。 The waiter brought the man a bottle of beer。 The waiter brought the man a bottle of beer。 Number four is He sold all his books to me。 He sold all his books to me， 他把书都卖给了我，还可以说 He sold me all his books。 He sold me all his books， 卖给我，他把所有的书都卖给了我。Number five is The shop assistant found some curtain material for me。 这个售货员为我找到一些窗帘布。那么这句话我们还可以说 The shop assistant found me some curtain material。 The shop assistant found me some curtain material。 Number six is He did me a big favor。 好， do somebody a favor 翻译成帮某人一个忙，他帮了一个大忙了。 He did me a big favor，还可以说 He did a big favor for me， 为我帮忙。好，这个为了是目的性了， He did a big favor for me， 大家注意这点， for 表示目的性。 Number seven is She showed her husband her new hat， 她给她的丈夫看了她的新帽子。 She showed her husband her new hat， 我们还可以表达为 She showed her new hat to her husband。 She showed her new hat to her husband。 Number eight is She promised a reward to the finder， 她承诺找到者必有重谢。 She promised a reward to the finder， 你还可以说 She promised the finder a reward。 She promised the finder a reward。 Number nine is He gave his son some advice， 他给儿子一些建议。我们还可以说 He gave some advice to his son。 He gave some advice to his son。 Number ten is His uncle left him some money。 His uncle left him some money， 那么还可以变成 His uncle left some money to him，或者说 His uncle left some money for him， 都是 OK， 把钱留给他，为他留钱都可以，用 for 表的目的性，用 to 表示方向性了。 Number 11 is He is teaching English to us。 He is teaching English to us， 他在教我们英语，还可以说 He is teaching us English. He is teaching us English. Number 12 is I bought this bunch of flowers for you. 好，一个短语 This bunch of flowers 这束鲜花 I bought this bunch of flowers for you. 我为你买了这束鲜花，或者变成 I bought you this bunch of flowers. I bought you this bunch of flowers. Number 13 is Bring that book to me, please. 请把那本书递给我。Bring that book to me, please. 请把那本书拿给我。那或者变成了 Bring me that book, please. Bring me that book, please. OK. Number 14 is He offered me a cigarette. 他递过一支香烟。He offered me a cigarette. 可以变成 He offered a cigarette to me. He offered a cigarette to me. Next one. Read me the first paragraph. 给我读下第一段。Read me the first paragraph. 我们还可以说 Read the first paragraph for me. 为我读下第一段。Read the first paragraph for me.Number 16 is, I've ordered some soup for you. 好 ,order 这里翻译点餐了。我为你点一些汤。I've ordered some soup for you. 或者换成 I've ordered you some soup. I've ordered you some soup. Okay, number 17, I owe him a lot of money. 好 ,owe 这个词翻译成欠。我欠他许多钱。Owe somebody something. I owe him a lot of money. 我们还可以说 I owe a lot of money to him. I owe a lot of money to him.This one is pass the mustard to your father. 好 ,mustard 表示芥末。把这个芥末递给你的父亲 ,pass the mustard to your father. 我们还可以说 pass your father the mustard. Pass your father the mustard. 好关于 mustard, 因为这个短语叫 after dinner mustard. After dinner mustard. 那么饭后了把这个芥末送来了。那么大家想一下我都吃完饭了你送来芥末翻译成马后炮的意思。事后诸葛亮或者叫马后炮。After dinner mustard. Okay, that's all for the exercises.